In Canada, well, the women's national team won the gold medal. Sixth round of a shootout in penalty kicks in the gold medal game. Julia Grosso, who plays her college soccer at Texas and for the Canadians national team, converted. Here's my interview with her. Julia, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
All right. Listen, you must be tired of this stuff, right? All these interviews and people requesting. Are you getting tired of it?
No, I enjoy talking to people.
Yeah, that's the sense I get because, you know, you were on the Longhorn Network with us this past weekend. That was quite the wonderful thing because I think you had just flown in from Vancouver and basically came straight to the stadium. Is that correct?
Yeah, I just flew in and then I came directly to watch my team play. And so, yeah.
All right. So, you know what I took out of that interview? And I've told a lot of people this. I said, wow. I said, what a young woman of humility, and how refreshing it was to be a part of that interview with you and to hear you weaving in and to see your actions of weaving in your Longhorn teammates, your Canadian teammates, your family, your friends. I just thought it was absolutely wonderful and really is very telling about you as a person. Is that fair to say?
I think, yeah. Like, I always got to go back to just my roots and just, like, how I got here and, like, my family and friends and like teammates are just, they are my family. So they've helped me so much to where I am. So I owe all credit to them for sure.
And we showed the footage of, you know, Angela Kelly and the team giving you a shout out. We heard a lot of the stories with you and the gold medal. I know you've put the gold medal around a lot of people's necks. Tell me the reaction from some of the people and how it comes once you do that, because not everybody is that, liberal with sharing the actual medal with people.
Yeah, so the first reaction I get is like, wow, this is so heavy, because it's like a lot heavier than people think, because like it actually is pretty heavy, like it weighs a lot. And like but I like whenever like people come up to me and like just ask for a picture or something, I like to put it on them or just let them hold it, just because I think it's pretty cool to like just hold those things. It's a cool medal, so I let people just hold it. And my family likes to have it 24/7. They're always holding it, but it's definitely a really cool thing. And the first reaction is definitely, it's very heavy for sure.
She's Julia Grosso. What an amazing soccer career already. She's only 20 years old. Excited to be back with the Texas Longhorns. U15, U17, U20 Canada. Not everybody makes the final hurdle to the full national team. And I think you're in and around 30 caps, 30 plus caps now. Gold medal winning penalty. This last year, though, and Angela Kelly spoke a lot to this amazing commitment you put in and to getting yourself over the finish line and getting yourself to the Olympics and ultimately into a position where you hit a game-winning penalty. Just talk to me a little bit about that, because I think those are a lot of times you're spending alone, you're training alone, you're saying no to things. I want people to understand how hard it is and the effort and sacrifice that goes into getting where you are.
Yeah. I think COVID was really hard. It was a hard year on a lot of people, and including myself. But instead of like kind of taking it as like a negative thing, I took it kind of like, what can I do to improve myself in this time? Because it's really important to just kind of take the time on yourself and just improve what you need to do alone. And so every single day I would kind of like, here at Texas, I just like remember going to Ange and I was like, I really need to put a shift into my like game and just like really work hard off the field, like mentally and just on the field physically, because mentality is a big part of the game. And I just remember kind of going in with some of my teammates who like helped me and they trained with me. So I had some people to train with, and just with my strength coach here at Texas, we were like in the gym like three times a week and running like 2-3 times a week as well. So I think I just put a shift in and knew what I had to improve to make this team and to succeed with this team. So I just remember talking to Ange about that, and I felt like I did that. So I'm just happy I did.
Fantastic. Again, I'm going to remind our listeners, winning penalty kick in the gold medal game in Tokyo against Sweden. Julia was a sixth penalty taker. She was born in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Is there a more beautiful place than Vancouver? My time there during the Women's World Cup in 2015, I was just stunned with how gorgeous a city it was.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I've been to, like, there's been some nice places, but I guess I'm biased because I'm from Vancouver, but I love Vancouver so much. It's just a beautiful city to be around. There's so many things to do. And I just personally, I just love looking at mountains, and there's, like, nice lakes and stuff. So I definitely say Vancouver's my top pick for sure.
Yeah, no question. Vancouver Whitecaps elite. Tell me about your youth career and kind of how you grew up and some of the influences of your coaches, because obviously that program has turned out a lot of very, very good Canadian women's national team players.
Yeah, my time at Whitecaps was so good. I loved the coaching staff, and the girls were all, like, a lot of us are playing D1 in the United States. And it's just been a really good program. They focus more on just, like, technical, like, just being technical and just doing, like, little touches on the ball. So a lot of the players that come out of there are pretty technical, and they're just really good. It's like a good stepping stone to get to the where you want to be with the national team. So yeah, it was a really good experience for me, and it has helped me a lot for sure.
So nurturing that wonderment with the ball and all that, because you know I see you. You love playing with the ball at your feet. You're constantly looking for the ball at your feet. You love to make decisions. When does that really begin to blossom for you? When do you really start to feel really confident and competent with the ball at your feet? At what age?
Well, I think for me, I got more like I liked being on the ball a lot more. It was when I was around probably like 12, 13, like even when I was young. Okay, probably like starting like when I was 7, I loved just being on the ball, like 6, 7. My dad said I never really passed the ball at that age, so I feel like that was the age. But I remember being like really confident on the ball, like around like age like 12, 13, when I started like getting into more serious like teams and stuff. But yeah, ever since I probably had a ball, I liked the ball to my feet.
That's funny that your father says that, but you know, I mean, I think that's natural, right? Little kids are generally a little self-centered, and I don't mean that in a bad way. And that's actually a positive for a young soccer player, I would think.
Yeah, no, exactly. He'd always tell me that.
All right. Your first call up to Canada comes under John Herdman, your first full Canadian national team coach. Tell me a little bit about him and how he worked with you.
Yeah, no, he was amazing. He coaches now at the Canadian men's team, but he was very, very like motivational and just like an inspirational coach. And he always just got us really ready for games. And he's really like just focused on your touches, like technical, like he wants you to play freely and bring what you bring every single day to the training field and just bring your strengths. And I remember before every single game, I just felt so motivated to play because he's such a good speaker and like just got us all really fired up before games and practices. So yeah, I wasn't really with him for too long because then he moved over to the men's team. But the time I did have with him, he was an amazing coach.
Julia, a little bit of the thought of, you know, one of your big idols was Christine Sinclair, and I think a lot of the soccer world is also very happy that you made that penalty, certainly on behalf of her because of what she's done as a pioneer for the women's game. Just take us back into that again. I know you've been asked this question over and over and over again, but just what Christine Sinclair has meant to you.
Yeah, she's meant like she's done so much for this country, and like she's paved the way for so many young girls and just so many athletes around the world. And she's been an inspiration to me for so long. She still is. And just to be playing alongside her and just to get the gold with her has been like, honestly, hasn't really fully sunk in yet because it's pretty crazy to think about. But she's just so like, she's just such a good leader and just like everyone has such respect for her. She respects all her teammates. Like on the field, like she's just so like, she has such a good vision and just always helps us out, especially the younger players. For me coming in, she took me in like very like, she just made me feel so comfortable and just wanted me to play like how I do. She helps the younger ones just have a lot of confidence on the ball. And yeah, so just like honestly such an amazing teammate and leader, and I have so much respect for her.
Julia, let's switch gears. We're talking to Julia Grosso here of the Canadian women's national team, gold medal winner, 6th round penalty kick, amazing moment. Let's switch gears and talk a little bit about Texas. And you know, your desire to get back this quick was exceptional, and to be with your teammates. You got a road trip coming up here. You got to witness the Abilene Christian preseason match. Kind of your initial thoughts on the team and this wonderful freshman recruiting class that's come in.
No, yeah, I'm really excited. Yeah, so we head out to Florida and soon, but I'm really excited to play with my team. Like the freshman class coming in, they're all very like technical players, very good on the ball, good vision, very fast players. So I'm really, really excited to play with them. I think they all each individually bring something special to the team, which I'm really excited to play with. And yeah, so I'm excited for the next couple games coming up.
Yeah, let's talk about a couple of them. Lexi Musimo, Tatiana Fung, Trittany Byers, all showing great technical ability, good play in tight spaces. I know the relationship you had with Haley Berg and some of your past teammates, Sierra Hinson. I would think that all of you skill masters love playing off each other.
Yeah, so like last year, Haley Berg was here, and me and her would always seem to find each other the ball all the time, and we'd always like do 1-2 touches. And so I'm excited to work off of like Lexi, Trinity, and like Chachi and all of them, and it'll be exciting because they do the same thing. They like playing quick. They like doing like in combination play in the box. Like they like doing all those things. So I'm really excited, and they're very, very good technically. So that's also nice to play with for sure.
Do you think this will be the most technical version of a Texas team that you've played on?
Yeah, like I definitely think that we've had like great teams in the past, but I think as well there's like six, I think. I don't know how many of them came in. Like I think the freshman class is like 7 or 8, I think, and they all bring – and so that's a pretty big class. And so I'd probably say, yeah, just because the freshman class coming in has so much talent. So, yeah.
And how fast is this all gone? Because I remember you came in as a freshman. I remember talking to Angela Kelly about you and also about Emma Regan and how wonderful you two players are. You both have obviously lived very much up to it. But does it seem like it's gone fast to you?
Yeah, like it really is. It went by like with the blink of an eye. Like it just flew right by. I remember coming in as a freshman and just, I feel so much older now, I guess you could say, but it's weird because like throughout the 4 years, I've been kind of coming in and out of Texas because of the national team. So it feels like I've been here, but like at the same time, I feel like I'm never here. So it's been a crazy ride for sure. But yeah, it's definitely gone by pretty fast for sure.
So are we going to see you play on Thursday in your opener?
Yes, we will see me play. I'm really excited. I wanted to come back because I wanted to play with my team and hopefully win a Big 12 championship. So,
wow, that's exciting to hear that you're going to be back. All right, what's the funniest thing that's happened now with this newfound celebrity or most interesting thing maybe for you? Because, look, you know, You did something that's changed your life, I think, here. It's changed Canadian football's life. You were a part of something big. Anything really funny that you want to share?
I'd probably say just, like, in Canada, the funniest thing that happened to me, because I'm just, like, I guess not used to this at all, but I went to the airport, and my sister was there, and we got to the parking lot, and there was, like, this, it's called Global BC News, and they kind of went out their car and like I was about to get into my car and they were like running after me with like a camera and I was like, what's going on? And I was like, who's around? Like I didn't know it was for me, and that was just like the craziest experience of my life because I was like, are you sure this is for me? And they were like, yes. And it was just like it was a really funny moment because I was like, are you sure? And they're like, and they're just like running at because I was about to leave, and I thought that was a pretty cool experience because that's never happened to me before, so that was pretty cool.
Well, here's the good news, Julia. I think you can outrun the paparazzi. So if it ever gets too big and too overwhelming, you just take off on a sprint. They'll never catch you.
Just start sprinting away.
That's it. Well, Julia, thank you so much. I know your schedule's been jammed. We really appreciate it. It's wonderful to get an interview like this out with you. Your humility is a wonderful trait. It's been recognized. And again, congratulations for winning the gold medal and looking forward to seeing you at all the UT games.
No, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, I'll see you soon.